Proclamation number 5490, dated the September 18th, 1952. The human being's task on Earth. Childship to God. You humans are given a task on Earth, but you do not consider this and do not feel accountable as to whether you make correct use of your life on Earth. That is, whether you live according to God's will. But you only have a short time, and once you have finished your life on Earth, you will have no opportunity anymore to accomplish your set task. With immense effort you can certainly still ascend in the kingdom of the beyond, yet you will never be able to attain what you could easily have attained on Earth, the childship to God, which makes you the most blissfully happy being in the spiritual kingdom. You can receive an excessive abundance of light on Earth and, after physical death, enter the spiritual kingdom as beings of light. For God offers you such an extent of grace that you can lose all weakness and work full of strength, providing it is your will. Attaining the degree of light is not impossible for anyone, and the fact that it need not be difficult is Jesus Christ's gift of grace, who acquired it for the human race on the cross. Thus anyone can request strength from him, and every person calling upon Jesus Christ will irrevocably reach the goal. But which one of you humans lends his ear to the messengers of God when you are informed of this? Which one of you humans strives consciously towards attaining childship to God on this earth? It only requires you to shape yourselves into love, for which the strength will be conveyed to you humans if you seriously want it and appeal to Jesus Christ for his support. Very little is expected of you humans, but an incredible amount is offered to you, and yet, only a few strive for this degree which results in a life of supreme beatitude. You should become children of God. Desire the Father with all your love. You should adapt yourselves to his fundamental nature, that is, become love as well. However, your nature is still governed by too much selfish love, and this only considers earthly life but not life after death. You don't ask yourselves why you live on earth. You don't try to ascertain the reason. Instead, you look at life as an end in itself when, in fact, it is merely the means to an end. For this reason you let your time on earth pass by unused. You use your vitality wrongly, i.e., you only use it to attain earthly possessions which are transient. But you do not think of your life after death, of the souls in transience, and one day will have to pay a bitter price when you realize that you have irretrievably lost something that you could easily have won. However, God respects your will. He neither determines nor forces you, but he always warns and admonishes you. Through his servants on earth he constantly informs you of the purpose for your existence. He sends messengers to cross your path who shall proclaim his will. He confronts you himself in the form of suffering and adversities and shows you the fleeting nature of earthly things. He leaves no stone unturned in order to lead you into realization, yet he allows you to keep your freedom of choice. And precisely because of this you will have to justify yourselves to him, for you would be able to reach your goal were you to use your will correctly. Amen.